free your consciousness. Who are you? Why are you here in this time of great deception and great unveiling? How would you answer those questions? An illusion so vast, so great, so immense has been woven around the consciousness, but that illusion seems to be dismantling, to be falling apart rapidly in this age. Those who are taking the deliberate steps to push forward in their perceptual expansion really need to trust their journey now more than ever. This entire paradigm of control, deceit, and disempowerment appears to be designed to keep people from connecting to the higher aspects of self, and instead to completely externalize everything and identify with outer stimuli, with the physical, with material pursuits, and with ego-centered consciousness. This entire system caters to that lower level, and especially to the baser instinctual drives and desires. Although we've all fallen for this to greater or lesser degrees, it seems as if the cracks are really beginning to show as the crumbling foundations of the lie appear to be coming apart at a rapidly accelerating pace. This is leaving people in utter shock, dismay, and trauma as the swirling winds of chaos amplify. But I feel that it's time more than ever to trust your journey. We are here for a reason. The control system, which has existed for literally thousands of years, is all about collectivism and herd regimentation to corral the consciousness into a hive mind mentality. This has been done psychologically, but now, with the transhuman agenda, it seeks to do this through technological means. Merging man with machine has been the goal of these so-called elites for about a century. Enslavement of the human essence is the desired endgame. Standing apart from the crowd and living authentically, true to oneself, has always been the greatest challenge and is always met with fierce opposition. The control paradigm offers all kinds of distractions to ease the inner burden and anxiety that arises from living an inauthentic life that is not true to oneself. As we can readily observe, especially with all of the COVID nonsense, the entire system is predicated on fear of death. Mass hysteria is the result. Escapism from one's own inner fear and darkness is sought through external means rather than a willing embracing of the inner trauma and a conscious effort to reconcile the opposing inner halves and at least attempt to reach some level of non-duality or inner balance. As long as that inner schism is left unresolved, we remain divided and the true self remains elusive and undiscovered. We tend to identify with the inner monologue as being the totality of who we are when it is but a small aspect of the whole self. This identification with that inner monologue, the ego, causes great dissociation and feeds the inner split. The ego is but a tiny aspect of a greater whole that goes unrecognized, and until we can individually reach a point of ego surrender, we will never be truly free. You might view the ego as a veil that separates itself from the other aspects of the psyche. That separation is an illusion, but it is a persistent one. When this separation is bought into so comprehensively, people live as strangers to themselves. Look all around you. We've got billions of people living out their lives oblivious, never knowing who they are or even attempting to figure it out. To them, they are their ego. They are their body. They are their job title. The obsession with the physical is readily apparent with all of the transgender nonsense and obsession with pronouns. It is purely physical identification with no concept of spirit. I would suggest that this hyper-over-identification with the ego and with the physical vessel is why the outer manifested reality just keeps displaying more of the same old, same old. Until we change, the outer world will never change and we will simply be misled into our own destruction. A solidified, stubborn, and unwavering ego will always bring us suffering in our personal lives and collectively in the world at large. The distractions and obstacles to self-discovery are numerous and varied, and the system really doesn't care which of its illusions you buy into as long as you embrace the bread and circuses to the point that you remain estranged from yourself. The results of this calamity are on open display all around us. I think that becoming truly aware of the situation that surrounds us ultimately leads to an inner examination that can clear the way to true self-actualization, if one can even get that far. It seems that most are stuck within normalcy bias, and that will always imprison the heart and the mind. How can a prisoner that does not even know he is a prisoner ever set himself free? It seems that most people will embrace willful ignorance as opposed to examining their inner darkness, fears, and trauma, and this will eventually appear outside of oneself in manifested reality. The current societal collapse is a reflection of this, and these days, ignorance is not only embraced, it's openly celebrated. As long as people's comfort zones are not upset and their physical needs are met, it seems they will avoid this inner process at all costs. Failing to examine our rigidly held opinions and beliefs and refusing to engage in an unlearning or deprogramming process will keep us in cognitive chains until we willingly surrender to that deconstructive process. It is not easy, but it is rewarding. You must trust your journey. The ego has built-in defense mechanisms that will fight tooth and nail to avoid facing the idea that it may have been wrong or bamboozled. A great modern example of this are people that have received bio-injections that have destroyed them physically, but will still sing its praises and line up to get their boosters. Rather than admitting they were hoodwinked, the ego leads them around by the throat, even if it's right into their own graves. Again, to use a modern example, as I've said, as the face masks went up to cover the mouths of the slaves, the masks of the ego have fallen away to reveal exactly where people are at. These past 20 months have offered quite an education and a cornucopia of observations to those with open eyes. The ego does not like it when the foundations of its comfort zones are shaken, but to willfully avoid this will cause breakdown and mass psychosis. Like it or not, this age is forcing us to realize that the world is not as the ego imagined it to be. We can accept that and begin the process of re-examination, or we can steadfastly avoid it and be dragged through the mud. As you can plainly see, most in their stubbornness have chosen to do this the hard way. They are perfectly content with the work-eat-sleep cycle, with brief moments of respite in between their meaningless lives. They are in real trouble and are about to be shaken to their core. There appears to be a profound detachment from the sense of wonder of life, from inquisitiveness, from the desire to expand one's perceptions. People seem to be just fine being stuck in a rut as long as they feel comfortable, but they are about to experience a massive shakeup as those illusory comfort zones come crashing down all around them. I think that this refusal to acknowledge what is occurring in the world ultimately stems from a deep inner fear of self-examination. No one wants to walk all alone at night through a bad neighborhood. The psychologist R.D. Lang once said, "True sanity entails, in one way or another, the dissolution of the normal ego, that false self competently adjusted to our alienated social reality, the emergence of the inner archetypal mediators of divine power, and through the death, a rebirth, and the eventual reestablishment of a new kind of ego functioning, the ego now being the servant of the divine, no longer its betrayer." In order to reach that point of ego surrender, one must trust their journey. To undo a lifetime of programming and social engineering requires great effort and a willingness to admit to oneself that one has been lied to all their lives about pretty much everything. The stubborn ego has a very hard time with this. Remaining stuck within the ego's cyclical and stagnant baser level of consciousness halts perceptual expansion. And so few are even remotely interested in cognitive advancement, gleefully expending all their energy on the proverbial hamster wheel of life without a care or concern as yet another civilization teeters on the brink of collapse. I would suggest that the reason this cycle of rise and fall keeps repeating is because human consciousness remains mired within the false sense of self. From the Gospel of Thomas, we read, "Blessed is the one who knows where the looters will invade, because he can rise, secure his property, and arm himself before they arrive." The Gospel of Thomas was written very symbolically and metaphorically. In that passage, the looters represent the ego, the false self. The false self tells lies to the true self. "You are only your body. Only the five senses are real. You are just an average meat bag." Securing the property relates to protecting the true self from the ego's onslaught of lies. That gospel is loaded with passages that conceptualize this idea. "You are not your physical vessel. You are not your thought processes. You are not the illusions that the senses present to you." When an individual can surrender the ego to this inner knowingness, they will begin to advance by leaps and bounds. When we cease identifying with what is impermanent and temporary, when we are in the world but not of it, the true magnificence of the self is revealed. Trust your journey.